These new employment numbers offer us just a glimpse into the lives of thousands of Americans trying to make it. Yamane Asfa is one of them. He's 57, a former teacher who emigrated from Ethiopia 12 years ago. Since then, he's taken many jobs to support himself, including driving a cab. And today, he's worked his way up to $9 an hour.
I've been a security officer for the last 3 years. All this time, trying to get by, it's not easy. The money I make, almost 80% of that money goes to pay my rent. So that's the most difficult thing. And the 20% left, I use it for transportation and food, and it's not enough at all. So it's always struggling.
So where do you live?
It's a studio for $900 a month.
And do you live there alone?
No, I have a roommate.
So there's two of you in a studio apartment.
Yeah, but it's not, the management don't allow only one person. So the other person, you know, hide or something like that. Because I can't afford it by myself.
That must feel very unsettling. You must feel sometimes worried because you're not even supposed to be there with a roommate.
That's my biggest worry, is to pay my rent. You know, you get evicted, you'd be on the street anytime. And funny thing is, most of the security guys I know, they live with their mother, you know, they're like 30, 40 years old because they couldn't afford. So it's a very serious problem.
What do you hope could be different? Do you think that have you looked for other jobs that pay more, that might have benefits?
Yeah, but I need some skills, you know, to get. But I don't have no time. I'm just trying to survive right now. So we working to form a union with Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Those workers who are members of the union, they make more money and they have medical benefits. So that's my hope right now.
So since you don't get benefits right now, what happens when you're sick?
I go emergency and they send a bill. There is nothing I can do. And I don't have no sick leave, so I just pray I get sick on my day offs, you know. If I lose one day wage, that creates a big problem. So I waited till my day off. You know, the hospital takes 8-9 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the emergency rooms take a long time.
Yeah.
Does it ever get you depressed that your life is this difficult?
Oh, very much. I mean, constantly I'm worried, especially at the end of the month. Sometimes I come short to pay my rent. Sometimes I work overtime, like 16 hours overtime. That will give me a little room, you know. Otherwise, just a regular 40 hours a week. I'm worried about the future, too. It's got to the point where I cannot live like, you know, I cannot live like this.
Why do you stay here? Do you think, for example, that life would in some ways be easier for you back in Ethiopia?
You know, in Ethiopia, people work 16 hours to make $10. That's not a worse place to be right now.
So even though this is difficult, it still, in some ways, gives you some opportunity, I guess.
Oh, yeah, very much. Like this talk, you and me, it's impossible over there. It costs your life. So this is a democratic country. We just have to, you know, push to make some changes, I think.
Now, what would you like to see in terms of changes? Would you want to see a different healthcare system? Would you like to see job training for people like you so you could get better jobs? What do you think would help you specifically?
I was teaching English back home, I have 2 years college. If I get some help, if I get my degree, you know, I probably make more money. I work with PacWest security company almost 10 months now. I only miss one day work. I'm there 15 minutes before my shift. So like everybody else, you know, I do my best, but still struggling.
Mr. Asfa, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Yemane Asfa is a 57-year-old security guard. He lives and works in Los Angeles and joined me here in our NPR West studios.